Recorded for training purposes only. Nun hey, Hanoi de Ben Adogan. Nun hey, Aleph, Hanoi de Ben Adogan. Also, Paul Mitzri. A person makes a nether from dog and from grain. Also, Paul Hamitri. Yavish. Dev Rebbe Meir. According to Rebbe Meir, what does the Ran over here say? The cave of the Midgan, Shoys Menu Dogon, Swilla Rebbe Meir, the Dogon Mikri. So, besides the fact, Dogon is a double Poshad Ma'oid. It's a double Poshad. It's a double Poshut. That you're also in all different types of grain, that's pashut, but it's coming to be marber. Not only are you also in all the chamisha mini dogon, which includes chita usa'ira kusmin shipon vishiboyles shul, the five different types of grain, wheat barley spelt, rye and oats. Okay, five different types of grain you usher. Not only are you ushering the five types of grain, you also ushering poil, mitzri, hayavish. Who says this chiddush? Dira Meir. Bachachamim, maimrim, enos, ela, bachameshes, minim, only five things, and that's it. Don't get carried away with only five things. Next, okay, next halacha. So therefore, we have concluded the first machloikis. Is it five or six? According to Rabbi the Chachamim, there are only five things that are called dogon. According to the shita of the Tanakama, according to Rabbi Meir, there are going to be six items: wheat, barley, spelt, oats, rye, and beans. What kind of beans? The poil hamitri yavish. Okay, next. Now we go to Nayazach. Rabbi Meir Oimer, not Naya Chiddush. Oimer Hanoyd Minah Tavua. Ainu Os Ela Bechameishas Haminim. We Os making it from Tavua grain. Ainu Osur Ela Mechameishas Haminim. The word Tavua means five minim. Aval Hanoyd Minah Dogon Osu Bechol Bechol. If you make a neder according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says when you make a neder from Dogon, okay, he's going back over here. Rabbi Dogon Osu Bechol Umuter, but your Muter Bepeiros Ilan Vayarak Dogon includes everything. And the beginning of the Mishnah said, what did the beginning of the Mishnah, Dagon also includes Pulamitri, Dagon. But according to Hanoidimina Tavua, Ein Osa El Bechavish Minbul, Avanoidimina Dagon, also Bechol, also in everything. Bechol Umoto, the Paris Elan, Vayarak, the only thing that you mutter in is Paris Elan, which is fruit and vegetables. Okay, so. According to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir basically says this is a very difficult Mishnah because Rabbi Meir basically is repeating himself twice. Okay. Rabbi Meir is saying in this Mishnah Tzvei Zach, number one, Dagon includes everything. That's what he says at the end of the Mishnah. In the beginning of the Mishnah, he says Dagon includes Poil Hamitri. Okay? That's what it says. Poil Hamitri. He makes two statements in this Mishnah. Hanoidim in Hadogon, in the beginning of the Mishnah, he says, Osur bepol hamitri yovish, divrei Rabbi Meir. In the second part of the Mishnah, he says, Avlanoidim in Hadogon, Osur bechol, you osur in everything. Everything includes everything. Umutur beperos ilan, umutur only in fruit and in vegetables. We want to welcome to the Beis Medrash, Shloimi Rabinowitz. Everyone, please stand up. We want to ask all of our viewers online to please acknowledge, send in a private chat, pay homage to Shlomi Rabinowitz as they come to Beis Medrash. Okay, now, going to the Gemara. You just came in time for the Gemara. Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph. You came late, Shlomi, 7 minutes late. Every moment counts. We're up to over here, the Gemara. Lememra. The Dagon called Demigun Mashma. According to the Tanakhama, it says the word Dagon. Dagon means anything Demidgan. Anything which turns into grain. Now there is no. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says, "Remember the dogon the chsid bekro kol mine kol min de midgan mashma v'chay b'maaser min atayra ve'afilu mishar minim diktani nanudim in adogon osu bechol." Okay, so therefore it's mashed the word. Now the Gemara over here is going off on a tangent, and is saying that since over here the word dogon, when it comes to the laws of nedarim, includes all different types of grains, so it's not only when it comes to a neder, it includes also the laws of maaser. A person grows in his field, let's say beans or achvesnes, all different types of vegetables. Anoyd bin Adagon, you also, in everything, according to Rabbi Meir at the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says you also in everything, all different types of things. In fact, the Gemara, if that's the case, Remember the dogon called the Midgan Mashma, Mosif Rav Yosef. It says in the pasuk, "Vichefroitz hadavar." Here, Bubnei Yisrael reishes the Gomarbe reishes dogon tirosh, the first of their grain. Tirosh is wine. Yitzar is oil. Vichol tuvuas sode l'roiv. Now this refers to Chizkiyahu Hamelach. Okay, this halacha refers to Chizkiyahu Hamelach, Chizkiyahu the king. What did he do? Chizkiyahu, in his time, the people were not religious. They were not as religious as they should be. So what did he do? He made a takana that everyone should give machazek, everyone should give meiser on everything that grew from the ground. He made a chumra, a naya chumra, a new chumra, in order to be mechazek, developed, and being observant in the laws. In the laws. Now, here's the word, V'i amarta. He made them bring it to Eretz Yisrael. They were living in Eretz Yisrael. What are you talking about? They were living in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, there was Machmir.
Sorry,
he made them bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, to take of Trumas and Maestras. So, the Gemara, what is Siming Mechadesh? V'i amarta dogon the cold, the Midgan Mashma, my kifreitz hadavar. Hirbu. What's the Hirbu? What is he coming to Mechadesh that they already were not doing according to Torah law? Over here it's Mashma that Chizkiyahu expanded the scope of the halacha. He expanded the scope of the halacha to include this. Let me get a Gemara from Mr. Goldstein. Give me 1 second, Gemara.
There was a simple like
Chosen
There was a simcha that day.
We're up to Nunhei. Nunhei. Okay, so the Gemara's question over here is that Chizkiyahu HaMelech, he was coming to be Mesakin, that the Olam developed, they were not Nizer in the laws of Trumas and Maestros, and he came to be Machmir, and he told them that everyone has to be Machmir. If you're telling me that Dagon is Ma'kol Mile Mashma, what is he coming to be Marvel that they were not already doing? Look at what it says over here in the Ram. Ram says, Dafnon Helmut Allah, V'chifreitz HaDavar, Mikrochu B'divir HaYomim. The people were not zoriz, they were not meticulous in the mafresh trumos semaisros. And what did he do? Omar Chizkiyahu v'tikin sheyaviu oisam beis Hashem, they should bring it to the beis Hamikdash. Uchsivin it says v'chifroitz adavar. What does it mean v'chifroitz? It means shenischazek v'govra takonosa shel Chizkiyahu. His takana took root. Now, what's the Gemara's kasha? The next words of the Ran. Here, Bubnei Yisrael, we are marked dogon called the Midgan Mashma. My called was asode. Do I call the Midgan Havi Bichlal dogon? The Imkain called to us asode Bichlal. So the question over here is that once it says in the pasuk, there is repetition in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk was asode. How you here Bubnei Yisrael the reish had the reish dogon tirosh v'yitzar v'chol to us asode l'roiv. It says Gesundheit. Mr. Goldberg, you okay?
Not exactly.
What's wrong?
Excuse me?
What's wrong? Not exactly.
I have a bruised back. My back is bruised.
Something new?
Something new. Some guy pulled out a chair from behind me. I went to sit down and sat on the floor. There was no chair. There was a radiator back there. I got a very bad bruise on my back.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you were full of shlema.
I hardly lay down, hardly sit, hardly stand.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hardly going to the car. There we go.
Well, should feel better.
Ron?
Yeah?
That was in Israel, right?
Did I miss a lot?
A little bit, yeah. Okay, let's go weiter.
Don't hate on olive.
Okay, so the Iyamar to Dagon called the Midgan Mashma, Mike Freitz Hadover, Hirbu. Ran's question is why is there repetition in the Pasuk? Why does the Pasuk say there's both Dagon and Tvua Sasode? I need to follow this. Can you over for a second? I need to follow. Is it okay?
Sure.
Why does it say there are two things? It says over here there's Hirbu, there's Dagon, and there's Tvua Haaretz. If Dagon is called Mili Demidgan Mashma, that automatically includes every single thing that is to us Eretz. So why do we need the repetition? So the Gemara says, Omer Abaye, when it says Tevuas Eretz coming to be Marbe in Hanami, Liasuye Peiro Silon V'Yarok. That's the answer. Rashi She'ein Oisin Dagon Mehen. That's the Gemara's Maskon. Okay, so therefore that's the answer to the question why there is Yitur Loshem in this Pasuk. The Pasuk says Dagon, and then the Pasuk says Nochem, then the Pasuk says Tevuas Sode. So the question is, if Dagon includes everything that grows in the ground, why did the Pasuk say Tevuas Sode? So the Gemara says, not a kasha. Tevuas Sode includes everything. I'm sorry, Dagon includes everything. And when it says here, Tevuas Sode is coming to be mash, to be marbe, something that's definitely not called digon. And what is not called digun? What's not called digun is fruits and vegetables. Okay, we conclude this Gemara. Now we're starting a new Gemara. So all the people have come from far and wide, from the Arab Confessorates. We have a new Gemara now. You ready? I'm sure you're ready. Okay, Mr. Goldberg, you ready? Are you going to Florida?
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
I'm waiting for this guy to pick up my car. He's schlepping me.
So you can't go until he thinks of the car?
No, I have to give him the car and the keys, you know. He has a big truck. I have to drive it to Ocean Avenue, you know, so he can load it on the truck. I'm waiting for Larry.
Larry. May Hashem send Larry.
What's up to him?
May Hashem send Larry to your residence to get your car and the keys so you can go in peace and safety to the homeland.
Amen.
New Gemara. We're up to Daf Nun Hamad Aleph. Rabbi Meir Oimer Hanoyde Min HaTevua. If someone makes a neder from Tevua, the remaining mission says if you make a neder from Tevua, Rabbi Meir holds Einoy Oser Ella Mechameshes Haminim. Period. Okay. So Rabbi Meir says the word Tevua. Tevua is limited. Dagon is more expansive. Dagon includes anything that grows out of the ground. Anything except for fruits and vegetables. Anything that grows in the ground remains on the lower part of the ground, digun, which you can make a grain. Okay, I'm not really sure all these things, how all this works, but basically, dagun is more inclusive. Tevua is a term which is limited to only five grains: wheat, barley, spelt, oats, rye. Rishol Zev, what's your favorite from the five?
Okay, five.
Rabbi Oimer Hanoid Min HaTevua, you also only in five different types of grain. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Akol Moedim Binoid Min HaTevua, Shein Also Elo Mechameish Saminim. There's no machlekes on this. There's no machlekes in the Mishnah. In fact, in the Mishnah, you don't find a machlekes. All we find is in the Mishnah, the third line of the Mishnah, Hanoider Min HaTevua, Rabbi Meir Oimer Hanoid Min HaTevua, Einoi Also Elo Mechameish Saminim. In the Mishnah, we do not find there it to be a machloikis. Rabbi makes a statement, and there is no one who argues on him, and therefore everyone agrees that it's come to Aser only the Chamesh Aminim. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, HaKol Moedim, B'noedim B'natvua, look at the round on the left side, HaKol Moedim B'natvua, D'Avagav D'Toni Lo B'masnisan, B'losh N'yochid, D'Rei HaKolhi. The Chiddush over here of the Gemara is, even though in the Mishnah it is stated the name of a single Tana, of an individual, Rabbi Meir, you should know, Lav Dafka. Generally, when it says something in the Mishnah, B'shem, a single Tana, it means that we do not follow that to be the Halacha, because Halacha follows the Chachamim, but in this case, it's an exception. Even though it was only taught in the name of Rabbi Meir, everyone agrees it's like the Chachamim, a person makes a neder from Tevua. The word Tevua is limited.
This is just a side question. A lot of times he's referred to as Acherim. Why sometimes he refers to Rabbi Meir, sometimes Acherim?
So, because he was yearning from Acher. Acherim has the same Shoresh.
That's not the reason why.
No?
Forgive me. Okay. The end of Hoyri says otherwise. It says that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he punished him.
Yeah.
He punished Reb Nosson and Reb Meir. Why? Because they went against the Nasi of the time. Who was the Nasi? His father, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel.
Yeah.
He was not. They wanted to he should step down, at least for a day, they say, because he instituted about kavod, that for a Rosh Hashiva you give this kind of kavod, for a Nasi, for a Sgan Nasi you get this type of kavod, and someone that's and some that say Rameir, Rav Nassim was the Sgan Nasi. Rameir was also had some position. He gets this covered. Until then, everybody got the same equal covered. The Gemara says that people. So when they heard that, when they weren't aware, when Shem Gamlil instituted this new, they got very upset. Says, "Well, we're going to teach him.
We're going to teach him a lesson."
No, it's a Moedik Gemara in the end of Hirius. So Rabbeinu Kaddish said that he's going to be called now. From now on, Rav Nassim will be called Yesh Oimrim, and Rameir will be referred to as Achirim.
And that means.
But Rav Nassim asked Mechila. They had a dream, both of them. You have to go ask Mechila of the Nasi.
Okay, let's turn out here. Listen. I want to try to learn something today. Very good. Excellent. Fantastic. Fine. That we learn this Shavin, everyone agrees. Everyone, even the Chachamim. There's no disagreement. Okay, five minim. Mr. Goldberg, got it? The word tevua.
Yeah, I got it.
Tevua means five things. Pshita, what's the chiddush?
Said it quite a few times. So.
Pshita. Mahu, the same word.
What do you mean shavin? Shavin.
The Chachamim agree. There is no disagreement. There is no disagreement.
Even though Rameir said it.
Even though we said it's das yachid. Question. Pshita, what's the chiddush? The Gemara says, Mahu, the same word tevua. Tevua kol mili mashma. We may think the word tevua, grain, is a term which includes.
So
everything.
What exactly is the kashi here?
There is no question. We're making a statement. What's the chiddush of this statement? The chiddush is that we may think the word tevua is a term which includes beans, it includes radishes,
okay,
celery, leek, fenugreek.
Why would you think that's included in tevua?
Because tevua means produce.
What about pumpkins?
Pumpkins as well. Why not? We don't have to scream it over here. Pumpkins, anything which is of the produce of the earth.
That's what it means, tevua?
Yeah, tevua means it comes forth.
Tavo,
Lord tevua, comes from the word bo. Bo el paro. Bo. The word, the shoresh, if we only learned this thing tonight alone, it'll be kedai to come. The word tevua comes from the word bo. Tevu, vo. It shall come forth. Anything which comes forth from the earth is literally part of the word tevua. Yet, in our language and in the Torah's terminology, although theoretically that's a very good try, it only refers to the five grains.
Yes.
Now, kamash bulan, dolei mashma kol mili, period. Masiv Rav Yosef, uchifroitz hadovar, hirbu b'nei Yisrael. We're having a very good story coming up, Sonovia. Don't go away. We have Mordekai Gemara tonight. Mordek. Mamish was kedai. That's my favorite daf in the whole Shas. Gemara. Favorite daf in the whole Shas. I'm telling you. Favorite daf. Now, Moser of Yosef, it says in the pasuk, go back to Chizkiyo.
Forgive me. Call me the Masha. Kamash Malan, that what?
Deloy Masha.
Call me late. I got it. I'm sorry.
Moser of Yosef, Choretz Adavar, Hibu Bnei Shol. When the matter, the proclamation took hold and it spread in Klal Yisrael.
Dever means a...
No, Dover. It's not
Dever. I'm sorry, Dover.
Dover is the matter. There was a proclamation.
Who's talking now, Rabbi Yosef?
He's quoting a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. In what is that
called? Book of Chronicles.
Chronicles. Oh, Chronicles. Very good. He has very good English, this guy. The Book of Chronicles,
you know.
It says there that the time of Chizkiyo HaMelech, the people were lax in their observance of separating Trumas and Maestres.
Well,
so he issued enactments. Takonos. The mechazik devel.
Kifrit means it was spread.
It like means it took together. Hold. It took hold.
Oh, took hold. Yeah,
it took hold. Hadavar, the Jewish people, they were meticulous in separating all of the different products. Here, Bubnei Yisrael, and the pasuk there says what did they separate? They separated dogon, grain, tiroish, wine, the yitzar oil, chol tevua sadeh, l'roiv in abundance. Now, in that pasuk, you cannot go tell me the word tevua sasada means the five grains. You cannot tell me that the word tevua means wheat, barley, spelt oats, rye, because it says in the beginning of the pasuk they brought dogon. Dogon already
includes,
so therefore it has to include something else.
Mm-hmm.
So the Gemara says, not a kasha, omar rava, tuo luchuru, tuo sasod luchur, not a kasha. When we learned in the mission that tevua means five grains, that's only when you say the word tevua by itself.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say the word tevua sodeh,
mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a whole different word. Tevua sodeh is a word which includes other things, which even means fruit and vegetables. Don't ask me a kasha from this pasuk, because this pasuk does not say this pasuk tevu. It says tevu asodeh. Next Gemara. Now we go to a story. Muridika story. Mar, Bar Mar Shmuel, Bar, the son of Shmuel, Pocket.
So we don't know who the son was.
Maybe okay. We do. I don't know. I'm sure the experts out there who know the Daf Yomi inside out, like Shuli Bornstein, like at least the fancy, they can tell you in a second who we're referring to.
By the way, you
here.
Don't want to learn Rashi on Ram until now.
No, we gotta go by that. I want to try to learn tonight two Daf, because Mr. Goldberg is going to Florida, and I want to chap around the amount of learning that we ordinarily do.
Eretz Boker.
Over 3 months, going to Boker. Boker, okay, fine.
My Rav Shmuel.
Boker's a whole different story. Boker is Lashon Geula. Gemara class is in the morning after Shacharis.
Boker is Lashon Geula. The Laila is Cheshkas, the Laila is Golis, and Boker is Florida.
Mar Bar Shmuel,
Pokid means to give a command. He gave a command. The Litnun Telesar Alfe Zuze, 13, Telesar means Telesar 13,000 coins. Right, 13. I always forget how to do these numbers. Place of 13.
The list means he gave.
The delete nun. It should be given.
Oh.
He gave a command that it should be given. Talesa alpha is 13,000 coins. Lerava to Rava min alalta dinahar panya. From the alalta. Alalta literally means the al, the best.
Where are you up to, Rabbi?
Rav Daf Shavuach, Mr. Rapper, we welcome to the Shir. Rav Daf Nun Hei Omer Aleph. Nun Hei Omer Aleph. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, right? 5, 6 lines before it gets wide. You came at the perfect time with new sugya now.
It's the speed limit on the highways in the 55 miles per hour.
55 miles an hour, new sugya. You came at the perfect time. Perfect time. Me. 6 lines before it gets wide. Mar Shmuel Pocket, he gave a command. At Savod, the Litnun, that it shall be delivered. It should be given. To Leser Alfe Zuzi, 13,000 coins. Lerova, to Rava. Menalalta, from the best. The Nahar Panya. Now, what is Alalta means? The best of Nahar Panya. Now, this was someone died. Look at the Ran. The Ran over here says, Mahu the Sema. What?
This was his will.
It was a will. Whose will was it? It was Mar Shmuel's will. Look at the Ran. Bar Mar Shmuel pocket to give a command. Alalta the Beihar. Alalta the Beihar. Now, there is no Ran on this. In this point, look at the Rashi. Look at the Rashi. Rashi explains what this is. What this is. Amar Abaye, no, for the Tvus, so the pocket. Pocket means tziva bitzavosai. Okay, maybe we stuck his will. Marbar of Shmuel, he gave a command that when he dies, from his estate, should be given 13,000 coins to this person. And then he died. And now the question was, what exactly was he trying to give him? Alalta. What's alalta? What is alalta? Vegetables. Hey. 13,000 coins worth of alalta. Define the word alalta. Widgets. This is food. This is grain. We have to see.
So look a little further
in
the Ran.
Let's read a few lines of the Gemara first. Bar Shmuel pocket. He gave a command that in Tzava, in his will, last will and testament, delit nun. It should be given to Lesar, Alfe Zuze. Telesar is 13. That 30. I always go to 13 and 12. What is it? 13 and 12. Which one is it?
No, it's 12. Oh, it's 13?
13. Okay. Teresar is 12.
Teresar is 13. With the race. Yeah.
I always mix it up. Don't worry. Teresar alfe zuze lerova to rova min alalta, from the alalta of this city. You ever hear this place called? Alalta dinahar panya. It has the same gematria as Boker. So that's the young idea over
so
here.
So what's alalta? What does the Masechta say?
Oh, that's the question. Wait, the Gemara wants to know. Vayit and read the next words. Shol chorova. Rava went and he sent. He did not know. Rava now has a will, and the will says he gets 13,000 coins from the Alalta. Rava did not know what he is entitled to win. So what did Rava do? Sholcha Rava l'kamei Rav Yosef. Alalta hechi mikaria. What is Alalta? How do we call it? Hechi mikaria is an expression which means, what is it? Mazeh. Ma ze alalta.
What about Nahar Panya? What is that?
That we know it was.
What is that?
The city, the river of Panya.
Okay.
It was a location. It was like Lakewood, lake.
Okay.
It's a lake.
Okay.
And Nahar Panya. Okay. It was a location. So Sholcha Rav Kamei Rav Yosef alalta ma'hechi mikaryu Amar Rav Yosef masnisani. You don't know? It's a Ferish Mishnah. That's what we came to daf tonight. Masnisani. It says in the Mishnah. V'shavin, everyone agrees, b'noydim en atzvua, shein osur, ela mechameshes haminim, from the five minim. So who's he trying to answer? Look at the Ran. The Ran says, ein osur, ela mechamesh haminim, v'havesvir leil Rav Yosef, the kevin dalalta targum tvu. The word alalta, now the Ran is opening up our eyes wide. Alalta is the Aramaic for the word tvu. You hear this? Okay? Alalta, I told you, means, alalta means the best. That's what the Rashi says, the Mefarsh, but the Ran says that Alalta means it is the Aramaic translation of the word grain. What is Tavua? Well, we just finished learning above. When you say the word Tavua, Tavua means Chameshes Minim Bilvat. So they go to the city called Nahar Park, go to the city called Nahar Pocket, and there, Nahar Panya, and there investigate into his assets and try to secure for yourself from this, from Bar Shmuel's assets, 13,000 coins worth of the Chameshes Mine Dogon. Because Alalta.
So he left Tvua, not money.
Yeah, he left. Right. That's the
Tvua, that was
the word Alalta is the Aramaic translation for the word Tvua.
So he left 13,000 zuze worth of Tvua.
Yes,
there was a Tvua
yes.
that he left.
But let's say he's gonna go to Nahar Panya. And let's say he's going to discover there's not even one stalk of grain that is owned by Mar Bar Shmuel. Let's say they go to Mar Bar, they go to Nahar Panya, and all they have there, it's desert land, and the only thing you can find there are cactus trees. Okay? There's nothing there. There's sand,
and there
are snakes and scorpions, and there's no grain that grows in Nahar Panya. So that means it's worthless. He gets nothing. If you're going to tell me, let's say you're going to say over here, you get 13,000 coins, so you can go into the bank account, see what he has. Or maybe there's some precious commodities, there's gold, there's silver, you can mine for oil. Who knows what you can find down there? But he said Alalta. And Alalta is the translation of the word Tavua. So therefore, if you can find for yourself in my assets 13,000 coins worth of grain, good for you. If not, sorry, buddy, you get nothing. Because the word Alalta is the Aramaic translation of the word Tavua. And we just concluded one moment ago, it's a Farish Mishnah, that if someone says Tavua, Tavua means only Dom the Chameshes Mine Dagon.
Yeah.
Okay, are we good with this?
We're good.
Yeah.
So 1 second, so how do you see from him Alalta means only Chameshes Mine Dagon?
I told you, Alalta is the Aramaic translation of the word Tavua.
That's what Rav Yosef told
me. So Bemela, it means Tavua. Tavua means, and Tavua we learned above, Tavua means the Chameshes Mine Dogon. So Alalta the Habari, so Shalchel, welcome to Rav Yosef, Alalta Hechim Mikari, I'm Rav Yosef, Mastis, the Fayosha Mishnah, Veshavin, Benoidim and Tavua, Shainos, El Bechameshim Mine Dogon.
So he's trying to tell him, and Tavua in Aramaic means Alalta.
Yes! Amalei Abaya, Midami, Haki said Tavua, Lemashma, El Mechamesh, Mechamesh, Haminim. Alalta kol Mile Mashma. In other words, if he meant to say Tavua, he would have said Tavua. The fact that he chose to give a translation means, especially in the translation, he wants to expand the scope. He doesn't only mean grain, he means other things. So there's a tremendous chiddush. Okay, chiddush is that if you don't, when we have words in the Gemara.
But 1 second, but Alalta is Aramaic.
I know, isn't that what we're trying to explain over here? Alalta is Aramaic, exactly. So
no, but Abai saying if he would have said Tavua.
He would have said the Hebrew word. The fact that he chose an Aramaic word, you do not give the Aramaic translation all of the rules of the Hebrew. And therefore, if he would have said the word Tavua, that's a Beferish Mishnah. That Tavua means Chameshes Mine Dogon. But he did not say the Hebrew. He said the Aramaic. And the Aramaic has its own flavor. And because the word Alalta has it in it, the word Al, Al means good quality, things that are going up in value. It has a different flavor. This is not Chumash with Unkelus. This is business. This is business. Right. And in business, you give a tzava, a will, and you use a term. Don't hold, you're not accountable to what it says in the Mishnah.
Okay.
El alal to kol mili mashma. So, ahadur l'kamei durava. So they sent back to ahadur l'kamei durava. So they sent it back to Rava. So go back over here, the story over here. Let's go back to the names. Exactly what I'm over here. Mar Bar Shmuel wrote a will to Rava. Okay?
Bar Mashmuel.
He wrote a will that the money should be given to Rava. And then, obviously, he must have died. Bar Mashmuel died. And then, so Rava sent a message to Rabbi Yosef. And Rabbi Yosef sent back, that it's only Chamesha Minei Dogon. Abaya said, no, Abaya heard what happened, and Abaya told Rabbi Yosef, you gave the wrong answer. Retract. Chazor boch. And Rabbi Yosef retracted.
So, mi dami tvua loy mash, what do you mean?
Mi dami tvua of the Hebrew word tvua loy mash mechamesh aminu. Allah called me the mashma. So, ahadru l'kami drava. So, therefore, Abaya sent back to Rava that the answer that you received from Rava was a mistake. Don't take seriously the Psak Halacha from Rabbi Yosef. He always chas in everything. Right. From Rabbi Yosef, it was a mistake. Abaye said what Rabbi Yosef paskin for you was an error. Gedolim also sometimes make mistakes. Is that amazing? So it was an error, and therefore the correct Psak is you get more. If you go to this place called Nahar Panya, and you don't find any grain, and you find lithium, to make lithium batteries, you can get 13,000 coins worth of lithium buried in the ground.
Lithium,
okay?
Something's...
It's very valuable.
Why are you saying it's open-ended?
What? Oh, we have to see. We have to see. So we have to see now. Omar, so Adru L'Kamei D'Rava. Omar, Hol, L'Kamei D'Rava. Omar, now who said what Rava said? Rava said, thank you, but no thank you. You fellows, Rav Yosef and Abaya, you know, you're sending me these messages. I know this already. I didn't send you a shaila if it means only grain, which is totally wrong. I know that it means more than grain. Thank you very much. You're only up to the basics. I'm way past that. My question was what is included in the scope of Alalta? Omar, holo kami baili. I know that already. You, Rav Yosef and Abaya, Yav HaChakira, is it only grain? Is it not grain? I know that it's more than just grain. Ha loy kami baili, dalalta kol mili mashma. What I was asking you was...
I know dalalta is kol mili mashma.
Right. What I was asking you, hadohu di baili. This is what my question was. Here's my shayla. Let's say the bar Marshmuel, he has real estate that he rented out to people. He's a landlord. Do I get one of his buildings? Why? Because is a building something which goes up in value? Is it called al? Like El Al, does it go up? Or is a building, it's not such a great thing to be involved, to be a landlord. You got to deal with a lot of interesting people, and the government puts rent control and makes a lot of problems for you. So it's not necessarily profitable to be being a landlord. That's my question. Sochar Botan, let's say my good friend Bar Mar Shmuel, who went to a better place, died, and he left over in this location, the Harpanya, buildings. They have rent control. So my question is, do I get one of those buildings worth?
Well, I get the rental income. No,
Sochar Batim. Let's say you rent Batim. The Sochar Sifinas.
We're talking about Tvua now.
No, we're not talking about Tvua because he said Alalt. He didn't say Tvua. That's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's
answer.
So is
he now allowed to something else?
Yeah, I mean, so everything.
So what was the question about?
That was a mistake.
So why was he asking Rav Yosef the question?
In the Hava Mina, they were fixated on the fact that Alalta is the Aramaic translation for the word Tavua.
And why did Rav ask Rav Yosef? Because he himself didn't know what it meant, Alalta?
They, Rav Yosef and Abaya, were debating.
I know.
So the Maskana was, no, Alalta means more than just grain. It means everything.
So what was the question he asked Rav Yosef then?
The question is, it doesn't mean everything. It only means things which you can call, they go up in value.
But it has to be from the ground?
No, not necessarily. No. Alalta means...
The building has a foundation in the ground.
Not from the ground.
Alalta means income, profit, or gain.
Al means gain. It goes up. It goes up. If you have stocks, you're still
gross,
short.
Gross. So he understood gross means even money.
Oh, al means value. It goes up in value. The word alal, the Aramaic form, has the word ayin lamed. Al. Al means up. So what is called an asset that only goes up? That it only goes up and does not go down?
Gold.
That's the question. Mr. Goldberg says invest in gold.
Gold can go
invest
down.
In gold. His name is Goldberg. His name is Goldberg. What do you expect? I would invest in icebergs.
No, gold could go down.
But they're all melting. Let's go weiter.
The only thing always goes up is Torah.
Torah is the best eschayer. Torah is the best eschayer.
So one second. So when Rava asked Rav Yosef, what is halal to, he told him.
Let's see. The boyle sochar bottom. Let's say you rent. You rent. You're a landlord. I haven't. Do I got an apartment?
The boyle means Rava is saying this for me. For
the
me.
Boyle have the following shayla.
Rava.
Yes.
He's explaining himself.
The boyle. Rava says, I have a dilemma.
Yeah.
This is my shayla. My good friend Bar Mar Shmuel, who is now in a better place.
Nee.
He left me over Birusha in his will in the Tzava. He left me over 13,000 coins worth of Alalta. Vos meint Alalta? I already know without any doubt that Alalta does not mean grain. Alalta
or anything that grows from the ground.
It could mean that also. It doesn't mean only grain. It means something that goes up in value.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
What goes up in value? So let's take a poll. Let's go to all people in the basement over here and ask them, what do you have in your pocket that goes up in value? Okay, what goes up in value? Real estate. So he said, here's my shayla. Sochar bottom. Let's say a person owns real estate and he rents it out to people. And the government pays, whatever, rent control, where, or the sochar safinas, ships.
Yeah.
You have any ships to rent out? They're putting the homeless on the ships. People, they're very great need now for the ships. All the illegal aliens come from Mexico. They get cruises for free now. Sochas finais. My, what is daloch? Is this called alalta? Income. Income that comes from renting out ships and renting out real estate. Mi amrino and kevon de pachason lava laltahi. What happens to the real estate? When you rent out an apartment, the people who rent the apartment, what do they do to the apartment? They destroy it. Okay? They destroy it.
What do you mean they destroy it?
They don't care. It's not theirs. So they go and they bang the walls and they make holes in the walls and they damage the appliances and they bang on the floor.
You have tenants?
No. I have a tenant. So you don't care. It's not mine. I don't care if it's not mine. So what do? You destroy the property. Make a chorbin out of the property. And when the tenant finally leaves, a miracle, get rid of the tenant, then you got to bring in a contractor and pay the contractor thousands of dollars to refresh the real estate because they destroy it, right? So Kevin, the pachas, and the actual real estate, the property goes down, the bias, and the ship, when it comes back, after you lease a car, you see these cars, they look when they get back the car after the lease is over.
Well, look what Rashi says, not what you just said, that it gets old.
Right, it gets old. Okay, it was a little too dramatic. It gets old, it goes down. Lav alalti, this is not called alalti. This does not go up, it goes down. Oi, the Modubi goes to Kevitin, the Lo Yidia Pachsana. The movie introduced a very interesting Svara. Okay, it's not known. Lo Yidia Pachsayu, you can't put a dollar amount on it. It's an abstract number. You have a car, a boat, you have a house, and now there's a tenant, and the tenant is living there, and it's getting the bias is getting wear and tear. It's not something which you can go look up. You can define in dollars and cents. The lo yidia pis b'chasiyahu, it's not known, alalti. Let's see over what the Ran says. The Ran says...
The Ran says doesn't say anything.
No, Ran, okay, you're ahead of the game over here. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says...
Also not
alalta. V'sochas finis, lavna, look at lav alalta. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi says over here, it says, lav alalta, mikru, she'en oile u'mashpiach. It's next, not allowed, fine. It does not go up in value. V'loi gobi minayu. Oy dil makevim de lo yidia pechasayu. Sha'al yad al yad mitchaser. Little by little. How much did the apartment go down in value? Or every day went down today a dollar. Tomorrow another dollar.
But it's so
depreciation, which is
but it's so little. It's not. It's
little
not,
by little.
It's not noticeable.
It's a very difficult svar. You have to be an economist to really fatayich to the really understand the depth. This Gemara is my favorite daf in Shas. It's laying out of here economic principles. You can get a PhD in explaining what the depth of what the Gemara over here is saying is that this property, this assets which go up in value, and then there are assets that go down in value, and then there are assets that they depreciate, and depreciation can still be called something which goes up in value. Even though there's depreciation of the actual asset, but because the asset is used to bring in profit, it's called alalta. There's a lot of depth over here in economics, a healthy economic system. The house itself is going down in value, yet you're getting rent.
If you have depreciation, it can reduce your taxes.
Okay, that's a whole different svar. That big one doesn't introduce taxes. Maybe it's part of the equation. This is a very powerful Rashi.
It used to be an incentive to buy real estate.
Because of tax. It's a tax shelter. Yeah. It's a tax shelter. Right. Now you have a kolol. It's a tax shelter. Okay. Oydil makevun dlo yidia pechasayu, sha'al yad al yad mitchaser. It goes, it depreciates. This is an incredible term. Over here you have a term, the term for depreciation, the Gemara is sha'al yad.
What is depreciation, meaning?
It goes down in value.
Oh, okay.
It goes down in value. Sha'al yad al yad mitchaser. Ve'enoy nikor pechisusoy lehedya.
Because it's very...
It's not explicit.
Yeah.
The bottom line is every day the rent comes in.
Right.
Hopefully the rent comes in every month. It's memelo. We look. Therefore, there are two. There are tzvei zachen. You look at a boat. Look at a car. Let's say you have a car. A person is a car service driver. So he buys a car for his parnasa. When he buys the car costs him $40,000. Every day, the blue book value of the car, it goes down and down. But is it something which you can you? I don't know. It's hard to explain. The car depreciates. In 2 years from now, the car is only worth $40,000. The car is worth $20,000. So it's going down every single day. It goes down a little bit more, a little more, a little more, a little more.
But
you're making an income through that
house. Also,
but a house doesn't.
Okay, could be okay. Maybe Hanami. He's only dealing with a bias that does go down in value. There is, but in the meantime, every day you use
there's
the
an
car.
Income. There's an income. Rent.
So what do we look at when you use the term alalta? Are we focusing on the fact that it is a tool which you're able to use to make parnasa, to rent out and make the money, and then the mail that's alalta? There's money coming in, or no? We look at the actual object.
Oh, so that was his question.
That's
for
the dilemma. It's a lomnish dilemma. Do we look at
alalta
something?
Means every
alalta technically means something which goes up. Al.
He was wondering.
You go up.
Yeah.
Do you have any el al? It goes up. It goes up. So the question is the el al? Is what's going up? Is the subject? Is the subject the tzionim? Is the subject of tzava would never go on el al flight? It's owned by the government. And at least 50%. Satmar. Satmar would never go in El Al. They only fly JetBlue. JetBlue doesn't fly Israel. They fly Pan Am. Ask a Satmar chassid. How do you go to Israel? I go Pan Am.
That exploded, no? That doesn't exist in Pan Am.
They have more than one plane. Pan Am.
No, it doesn't exist, that
more
airline.
More than one plane.
No, but that airline doesn't exist, no?
It don't exist. Denmark.
TWA. They went TWA.
TWA. They
me.
Okay.
Air Moscow.
Nay.
Aeroflot. I used to go to Aeroflot. Go Aeroflot. Go through Moscow. No?
Nay. So,
you won't
so
come
let,
back.
Let's it's getting late.
Now.
So that so was his question.
Al yad. It depreciates. It depreciates.
So I never
so
heard
the
that
question
word depreciate
is,
means when the value goes
the
down.
Value
and when the value goes up, it's called
appreciate. Appreciate, yes.
I thought appreciate means you appreciate somebody.
That's right, you do.
But you could use it in that context?
Yes.
I never know. That's a real estate language.
Well, person is real estate.
Yeah. I thought all Satmars were into real estate.
Oy dilma kevon deloy yedir because I shall yad yad mit khasav in a nicker pichi su soil head you have holds that's the dilemma. The dilemma is,
and therefore what's my nafkamina?
The nafkamina is this rava has a will, has a legal document which entitles
him. Not rava, my brother. Yeah, rava, he gave him all of his assets.
Entitles him to collect.
Yes.
To collect alalta. And he go in the harpanya.
He's giving up. Yeah. Okay.
This person, so he goes in the harpanya, and guess what? In the harpanya, all he sees in the harpanya are apartment buildings, which are in a rapid state of decline because they're not being cared for. They don't have a good manager, and it's in a rapid state of decline. But in the meantime, the government is sending money. Checks are coming in the mail every month because these are rent controlled apartments, and the government's paying the bills. So the mailer,
Section 8 isn't paying the bills lately.
Mitzad, yeah, they stop. We don't give money.
They don't know.
So mitzad echad.
They find violations. They said sorry, but you can't get money.
Wow. So mitzad echad. If you want to go look at the word al, you have to find in the real estate an element that you can call al. That there's an income from. So if you want to go, so the dilemma is the subject of the word al on the income.
Nee.
Or is the subject of the word al on the cheftza?
Nee.
On the cheftza, which is the actual building. Last year, if I would want to sell the building, I could have sold the building for $1 million. This year, because the government put in the building all these people and they're destroying the building right and left, if I would want to sell the building, I'd only sell the building for $500,000.
Nee.
So the building in and of itself, because it's being used, it's being abused, it's going down in value. But in the meantime, who cares? In the meantime, money's income is coming in. People are renting the apartments and people are coming in.
So therefore,
so the question is, alalta means al. You go up.
So is it going on the...
It's going on the income or is it going on the cheftza? And now there's one more connection.
So 1 second. So if it's going on the cheftza, so therefore what happens?
So therefore the cheftza is going down in value.
And therefore,
I can't collect it. My legal deed says I can only collect from something which is called an alalta.
And that's what he was referring to, Marbar Shmuel.
Yes, right. So that's the dilemma. Oh, what was the alalta? That was the dilemma. So Oscar,
you have to know what he. I got it.
Alalta, okay.
So very
so
deep,
so
by the way.
Cave in the Pakistan, lava alalta. Yeah, it is. This is economics. This is very big economics. Cave in the Pakistan, lava alalta. Odilma cave the yedi pechasayu depreciation. The Gemara is calling. It's a very fascinating concept. Depreciation. The term the Gemara uses. Depreciation is not a fixed value.
He says it's not discernible.
It's not discernible. Why? What's the lumness? Because the truth is, you have a car. It's what you're going to get for it. Let's say you have a car. You have a used car. Just because the blue book value, the blue book, what's it called? The Kelly Blue Book, whatever it says, doesn't mean that's what you can get more for it. If someone wants the car, they'll pay more for it. You put it up for auction. It's not something which is a fixed price. Even though it's true the car is going down in value, it's not defined. The depreciation
means it's small that you can't detect it.
So that's the whole lumness. This is something which you're going to have to really go into Chesha Mishpat and really dig very deep to understand what this means. All the Gemara just says a term, and this term is subject to a major, major machloikis achroinim, rishoyim achroinim, what the Gemara means. It says there, dolo yedia pechasayu. The Ran is silent. The Mefarish says, ya al-yad, al-yad, little by little. He doesn't say what I just said. He's telling me it's al-yad, al-yad, little by little. Okay, whatever it means. So alalti. So the Dilma came with the idea of alalti. Why is it called alalti? Well, the rat rather than the is because you're getting income, which is a mashma. Let's say it's clear how much loss is happening to it. Then even though you're getting income, well, very soon it's not going to be worth it. No one's going to want to rent it anyway. Alalti. So if Amir Rabban Kamei Rav Yosef. So the Rabbanon said this before Rav Yosef. Omar.
You mean the Rav's explanation?
Right. So they sent back. In other words, they sent back a message. Is that Rav said to Abayin and Rav Yosef, Abayin and Rav Yosef, I ask you a very deep shaila, and you come back and you tell me that alalta doesn't mean grain.
Yeah, right.
Really? That's what you tell me? I know that. Right. I didn't go waste a postage stamp, then you should come and tell me that it doesn't mean grain. I know that. So the Rabbanon, they went to Abaya and Rav Yosef, and they told Rav Yosef, you know what Rav said? I didn't need you for anything. I didn't need you anything. I went and I sent you a shayla, and you sent me back an answer, and you wasted my time because I know what you sent me back. I you don't understand when I asked you a question. So I'm going to come to Rav Yosef. Omar, so he said Rav Yosef was very insulted.
Rav Yosef, yeah.
Rav Yosef was very, would you be insulted, Rav Shaul Zev Lobel, if this happened to you? Would you be insulted? If someone sent you a shayla, and then you send back an answer, and then they send back to you, you know, I didn't need you for anything. The answer you sent back to me, I know that already. I was asking you something deeper, and you failed to appreciate the depth of my question.
That you're adding on.
That's what the Gemara says. I'm not adding it on. Okay. They sent the shayla to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef sent back, and he said, Alalta means grain.
Okay.
And then Abaye said to Rav Yosef, it doesn't mean grain, because if he said the Aramaic word, not the Hebrew word.
Yeah.
Oh, taka, it doesn't mean grain. It means everything.
Yeah.
So Abaye said, Rav said, you know, thank you. I know that already. I know that Alalta doesn't mean grain. It means everything.
Yeah.
My question, I thought you understood that my question was, my shayla was, I have the person who died left over in the tzavah, I get money, and he wrote Alalta, and the person who died, the only thing that he has in his possession is real estate or ships that he's renting out, and income is coming in from these things, but these things are depreciating.
Yeah.
And the word Alalta means that it goes up in value. Well, the real estate and the ships are going down in value. They're depreciating. But mitzat sheni, there's a steady income that's coming in. So my question is the word al, is the focus of the word al on the is the focus of the word al on the income or on the cheftza?
Yeah.
You hear the word?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so Rabbi Yosef was insulted. Okay.
Oh, he said,
so v'chimiyacha Omar, he said, Omar, v'chimiyacha d'lo tzarchlon, amay sholachlon. Why are you bothering us? Ikbid Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef is part of the same sentence, right? Amur Rabban Kamid Rav Yosef. They said in front of Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yosef says, v'chimiyacha d'lo tzarchlon, amay sholachlon, ikbid Rav Yosef, if he was makbid.
Yeah.
Rav Yosef, I'm assuming over here, ikbid Rav Yosef means it's part of the same sentence, right? Is that what it's saying over here? Because
I think the Gemara is adding this. Ikvid Rabbi
Yosef. Let's see the Rashi.
Our
Rabbi Kamer Rabbi Yosef. Hod Yamarava. The Hod Loi Mi Boyulei. The Allah Kol Mi De Mashma. Okay, so I think it's part of the same. So Rabbi Yosef was very sad. He was very upset. He was very upset at the insult at Rava. Rava said, "I don't need you." So Rava, Ikvid Rabbi Yosef, was very upset. Okay, let's go. I lost the place. Let me want to find the place over here. Shama Rava. So Rava wanted to ask Mechila.
Yeah.
When is the day to ask Mechila? This is a very important Gemara. You go to ask Mechila
every Yom Kippur. Anytime you go, but every Kippur
is the deadline. Do you ask Mechila Rosh Hashanah? People go, are you Mechila Rosh Hashanah? No.
No, but
Rosh Hashanah is not time to ask Mechila.
But it says in the Svarim, that's the deadline.
Okay. He went here on the deadline. The Ikar Zman to ask Mechila from a person is Erev Yom Kippur.
No,
this Gemara.
Ask Mechila applies any time of the year.
Okay, fine. But the deadline is Yom Kippur. Ikbid Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was makbid.
Nice.
So Rav heard that Rav Yosef was very upset at him. So what did he do?
Don't forget, Rav lived very far away from Rav. He wasn't able to.
How do you know that? I don't know how you know all these things. You know everything.
No, should I tell you why? I'm assuming.
Chveistish, maybe we're next to
neighbors. Because he could have gone any time. Why?
So maybe Chveistish, you're busy. You're busy. People are busy. They're very busy. He was busy giving shiurim.
Who was his rebbe? Rabbi Yosef was Rava's rebbe.
Wasn't Rabbi Yosef's Rava's rebbe?
I don't know. Was he? I don't know. Was he? I don't know. I don't know.
Another thing, doesn't say Rabbi Yosef was a Sagid Noir?
He was. Taka, yeah.
Yeah.
Ikbid Rabbi Yosef. Shama Rava v'osel kamid b'mali yoma de kippure. He went to ask Mechila Erev Yom Kippur. Here's the Maisa. Murdiga Maisa. Asheche, when he walked into the house, he found Asheche L'shamei.
His servant.
I guess he was blind, right? He was, Rav Yosef was blind, like he said. So he couldn't see, he walked into the house. And the servant, he had a hoizbacha.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
A hoizbacha?
A home attendant.
Hoizbacha, right? He had someone attending L'shamei. They have called Mozikamei Kosa de Chamra. He was serving a cup of wine Erev Yom Kippur. He was diluting.
For Rabbi Yosef.
Now this is a merdig mer that everyone likes their wine differently. Everyone likes their wine differently. Some people like more wine, less wine. There's a unique art in how to dilute wine. And the way one person dilutes wine is not the way another person dilutes wine. So there was a servant.
You talk. This is Moisek. This is not just wine. He's pouring dilution. Water into it.
You take the syrup.
That's what it means, Moisek. Yeah.
Yes. Diluting okay. Cost of the chaim a cup of wine. Amalei. So Rav said to the shamish,
yeah.
Do me a favor. Go out and get a cigarette and let me take over for you now. I want to be mishamish the Rebbe for a few minutes. Let me be the I'm one that's going to be mazig the kais. Amalei. Havli, give me the amziglei. Let me be the one that will prepare the cup of wine for him. I know Yovle, Havli, the Emzigle Ano. But I'll do it. So he did it. Yovle, he gave, so the Shamish, good, I'm going on vacation, you take over. So he gave him the cup, or he gave him the wine, the water, and he packed out. Yovle become Mozik Iu, and Rava took over, and he diluted the cup, cost of the chamra. Kiko Shasi. Now, Rav Yosef was blind. He had no idea who the servant. He thought the servant was a servant. And as he drank the wine, he said, you know, this wine, it tastes like the way my student Rava used to dilute wine for me.
Wow.
Okay? It's an amazing memory. Obviously, it's a unique...
He was a student.
It was amazing, huh? Because Mozik Iu Kasa the Chamra, Kiko Shasi, when Rav Yosef drank the cup of wine, Amar,
forget one second. Mozik Iu Kasa the Chamra, Kiko Shasi, when he drank it,
When Rav Yosef drank the cup of wine, Omar, Rav Yosef said, Hodein Mizka, Domi Le Mizka Derava Breid Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Wow, this brings back memories. The wine tastes just like the way my student from years ago used to dilute wine for me.
And Rava Bray,
can you imagine he was able to remember this? Amale, so Rava says, Amale, who knew? I'm here. I'm Rava. Who knew? That's the person that's in front of you. Ani Yosef. I'm here. I'm right in front of you. I'm the person. Amale, who knew? Amale, so that's very strange. Amale, so Rav Yosef said to him, Rava is here. He chap the ganze meisa. He chap, you coming here to es mechila. So he said to him, loy tesef akarech, don't sit down. Okay, that's an expression. Don't sit on your legs. Don't sit down. Adi amarli perusha dochadin milsa. Don't sit down until you explain to me the following Maimon Chazal. My dechsev, it says in the Masois of Klal Yisrael, they went from the location called Midbar to Matono. And then they went Umimatono Nachaliel. Uminachaliel Bamos. Pshudushal Mekov, these are Mekoimos. But the word makes a drush. What's the drush? Tell me the drush. Amalei Kevon Shos Adam Asatz Mekov Midbar. So Rav said to Rav Yosef, when a person makes something to a desert, Shu Mufgol Akol, Torah Nit Nalo Bematon. When a person is mafka themselves, if you humble yourself, then you get a gift. If you make a midbar like you have good, then Nachaliel Nachal Kel, you'll inherit the Torah. Shenemar or Midbar Matana Kevon Shenit Nalo Bematona Nachal Nachal Kel, you become the inheritance of Hashem. Shenemar, when your person is going to become close to Hashem, Shenemar Umimatona Nachaliel Kevon Shnachlu Kel Oyelu Ligadula, and once you Nachal Kel. Once you know Kel, you Oichel Lugdush Nemar. Umina Chaliel Bamois. Vimigbiat, but if you're arrogant, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mashpil Shnemar, Umi Bamois.
It says afterwards?
This next is Mi Bamois. He Hagai from Bamois. Guy, you go all the way down.
Hashem
lowers down. He was giving him Musar. You became a Balgaiva. He told him to say this Chazal to get to these words to give him Musar. You said to me, so that's not proper. You acted with gaiva. I don't need you. I don't need you. I sent you a shayla, and you sent back an answer, and he sent back. That's the answer you sent me back. I know that already. I don't need you. That's not derech eretz. That's gaiva. He told him to serve this maimon to give him musar, to humble himself.
But if he does tshuva,
that goes weiter. Okay. He's saying kaddish here.
By the way, Rabbi Yosef knew that on Rosh Chazal. You just tell him, what does Chazal tell us on this?
He knew it. He knew it. Reminding him.
So that's the end of the story. Was he moichel him or not? That's
insane.
A half of a fellow.
All right, at least we learned Omer today.
But it's a halfle of a fellow, it doesn't say that at the end if he was moichelim or not. Wow. Why does the Gemara say a person should learn? It says davakatan havayz abay v'rava havagada masam rekava. Why abay v'rava? These are the only two amaram that are mentioned the most time in Shas.
Good question. I don't know. Tough question.